Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Michael, you love Wing Shui.
Do you know
your
my
house is so Wing Shui?
Well, my kids recently said, I think we need a mirror at the front of the, you know, the entrance
yeah, when
as
you walk in.
It's very Feng Shui. And I said, oh, well, what wall would you put it on?
There's nothing there.
And, no, yeah. And she said, oh, no, the one on the left. And I said, oh, why? Is that, you know, wishing? She said, no, just to make sure I look good before I leave the house. I don't know. That's my level of Feng Shui.
We've got Mariko Fisher joining us today, and she's a Feng Shui practitioner.
And Chinese astrologer.
Yes, and the 2013 is the Chinese year of the snake.
Ooh.
How are you, Mariko?
I'm great, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for letting me share this with your audience.
Now, I was born in the year of the horse, which I understand is very rare. Does the horse and the year of the snake get along?
Yeah, you shouldn't have any problems. This year, the ones to look out for a bit of upheaval and change is anyone born in the year of the pig.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm an ox.
Oh, you're an ox, usually you're fine then.
Yeah, 1973, that's good.
So what can we expect? I've actually got in my notes here it's a water snake. Is that different to a snake?
No, it is. Each year comes in with two types of energy. So it's actually yin water on top of a fire snake. So the energies that are represented are actually in conflict. So you've got, because water can put out fire. So
right.
What you might find in 2013, overall on a macro level, is a bit more conflict and upheaval that's carrying forward from this year. But a little more subtle. It's yin, so it's more passive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an undercurrent of it. So people probably need to go into 2013 to, a bit cautious, a little bit wary, but with the expectation that there is still a little bit more change and emotional upheaval probably to get through.
Can I ask you, what's the difference between, say, you know, we're talking about the year of the snake and horoscopes? Is there any correlation or are they very different?
It's similar.
Yeah.
The Chinese astrology have 12 animals, very similar to Western astrology where you have 12 signs.
Right.
They follow the elliptical path of the sun, of the Earth's orbit around the sun. So, and then the timings are, they're not the same, but they're quite similar in terms of how they've been segregated.
Now, we're sitting at home and we want to bring great energy into our lives and make some positive changes and things. What do we need to start to think about when we're looking at our internal living spaces and external, I suppose, in the gardens?
You've got great energy coming in this year from the northeast of your home. So if your bedroom's here or you're actually using it, your front door's in this space, it's a great place to activate. It's a great place to just keep using it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can also stimulate it, like, you know, if the kids have got a trampoline, move your trampoline outside in your landscape to the northeast of your home. Anywhere where you can actually use the space as stimulating the energy and will enhance, stable income and financial.
Mm-hmm.
The other area that's really good to stimulate is the south in 2013.
Do you believe like the energy every year changes, so you've got to change the room based on that or not?
Yes, I do. Mm. So in Feng Shui, you have a couple of different philosophies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The type of Feng Shui that I practice is flying star Feng Shui. So it goes on the premise that energy is constantly changing.
Mm.
So every year... you've got new energy that comes through,
yep.
and changes then the different experiences that people have in their homes. You know, you can usually see when you walk into a person's home what kind of energy they've got in their rooms by altering the way they use their spaces, by stimulating areas with good energy and then trying to minimise or balance out the areas that have more challenging energy in them. You're able to make a big difference in people's lives. Now, it'll depend. Sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's health-wise. And also it can be in relationships as well. And the effects you should actually see in the first, if not in the first week after moving everything around, at least in the first 3 months.
Okay. Mariko Fisher, thank you very much for joining us today and giving us a bit of an insight to the 2013 Chinese New Year and some Feng Shui tips. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.